Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. We are your hosts with the Max Living Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. This week, Ash, what are we talking about?
We are talking about how an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I know it's an old adage, but there's something really significant about this, right? Like we have lived, we're in an interesting position right now where we've talked, I mean, you've been inundated with talks about your health and about how you're feeling and about viruses and about disease and about sickness and all these things for 2 years now, 3 years now. And we're in this place now where we're settling into this idea of like, is your health still important? How long is it going to stay on the forefront of your mind? How long is it going to be something that you are waking up every day and thinking about and taking serious and being and having this major, major role and responsibility in your health? I mean, for so long, we have been abdicating the responsibility of health to disease care, to sick care, to doctors, to hospitals, to other people. And we've set back. And now there's been this massive awakening, right? This massive shift in this knowledge that there is nobody else responsible for your health but you, right? Like we're taking back responsibility of our health. We have that ownership, that onus. It's on us. And are we going to live and operate every single day in that responsibility?
That's so good. We talked recently with Dr. Sachin Patel.
Yes.
And he used title of his, not his book, but his program, his motto is the doctor of the future is the patient.
Yes.
There isn't this thing where I'm going to go to the doctor and find out what's wrong. Well, you might go to the doctor and find out what's wrong with you, but you're not going to the doctor for the advice of what to do. So then what that means is you as the patient, it has to become our moral obligation and our, you know, our responsibility to figure out health for ourselves.
Right.
So we really have to become masters of understanding how our own bodies function.
Right.
And, you know, like if you have a car, chances are you spent the first few days, maybe even the first few months trying to figure out how all the things in your car work.
Right.
Because you know you're going to spend the next 5 years driving this car around.
Right.
And you don't want to get caught on the road, you know, and not know how to use your GPS.
How do you turn on those back windshield wipers? Yeah. Like, where's the...
Right. We've all been there. We've done it. It was like, oh, crap, I'm in this car.
Like, you get in a rental car and you're like driving away from the airport and you're like, I don't even know how to defog the windows in this car because I don't know what's going on.
Right? I would argue that most people probably kind of go through, even in a rental car, they go through like a systems check.
Right.
But then you have this amazing thing called the human body. And ultimately, you know, you wake up in the morning, you know, you're supposed to eat, whatever. But outside of that, you don't really understand. Most people don't understand how their bodies function or operate. And so it's like, you have this amazing thing. You're going to have it for your entire life.
Right.
Like the entirety of your life, you're going to have this body. And yet the inner workings of it or how, like when something is going wrong, like how do I get that back? What's proper maintenance for my body? Right. What's my maintenance schedule? Right. How often should I check the fluids?
Right.
How often should I check, you know, the pressures? What are these? And if they're off, what do? Do I just, you know, go swallow a potion or some magical pill?
Right.
Or are there actual real lifestyle solutions to these things?
Right.
And so, I think that's the thing because we know this. There's one thing we do know is the time to be concerned about your health, the time to learn about your body.
Right.
Isn't when you're losing your health because you don't know how much time you have.
Exactly.
And you don't know how much time it's going to require.
Right.
If you find out you have cancer, you might have 4 years, you might have 6 months, but the amount of information that you're going to have to assimilate and learn to overcome that diagnosis.
Right.
What if you have 6 months and it's going to take you a year?
Right.
Right. So some people run out of time. I had this, and I think we all have, we had this within my own family. My uncle found out he had cancer.
Right.
And about 6 months later, he, you know, had passed away. Or I don't remember the exact timeline because this was a while back. But I do know this. I do know that he went the medical route and found out it wasn't working for him.
Right.
And then found out he was heavily subluxated. His spine was a mess. His nervous system was damaged. And then on top of that, he was also trying to learn about alternative methods of treatment and what he could do in his health to turn this around. And he just ran out of time.
Right.
And so that's what nobody wants that.
Right.
Nobody wants that. I think there are a couple of things in our health. We don't want to miss out on what life was, it could have been.
Yes.
We don't want to die at 55. Even if we were relatively healthy all the way up into that, we don't want to die before our time and then miss out on senior grandkids and et cetera. The other thing we don't want is we don't want to live a long time, but be sick for 20 years of it. We don't want to be in the hospital bed sitting there miserable and you know, and unable to enjoy life for 20 years of it.
Exactly. Exactly. And nobody wants to end up there. But here's the thing is that if you are sitting there right now and you are a relatively healthy person, like you're sitting here and you're like, I mean, I have regular, sometimes my knee hurts when I do squats, but like, you know, I go and I eat fast food every now and then and I, you know, have some home cooked meals and sometimes we eat out, but like I'm a relatively healthy person. There is no sense of urgency inside of your, like deep inside your soul where you're like, I need to go take charge of my health right now. Some of the things you're doing, you don't even realize are probably extremely detrimental to your health and are leading you down a path where accumulate that over 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to end up in a really bad position. So if you're sitting there today and you're a relatively healthy person and you're not under chiropractic care, you are missing it. You have to get under chiropractic care. Your nervous system is the control system of your entire body. It's literally like if you were driving a car and you just ripped out everything that has any sensor electronic, like anything that is the overarching, you know, control center of the vehicle, and you're not addressing it, you're not maintaining it, you're not taking care of it, you're not going to be healthy in the long run. It doesn't add, like it just, the math does not add up. The accumulation of time, like you're not going to end up in a good place. It's something that you have to be cognizant of early on, and the earlier the better. If you have a baby who is coming out and just born, within minutes getting them adjusted is one of the best things that you can do. Absolutely. The next best time to get adjusted after immediately being born is right now today. And unfortunately, there's a lot of times where there's been, because there's not this, you know, we don't have ads on TV and we don't have this $1 million budget of the pharmaceutical companies, there's a lack of information sometimes on exactly what chiropractic care is and exactly what it's doing. It's not just neck pain and back pain. And there's so many people, there's hundreds of people every month that come in our office and they sit through a doctor's report and they start to understand what chiropractic care is. And they're like, oh my gosh, I was here because I hurt my neck or I hurt my shoulder or my hips are out of alignment or whatever. And I didn't realize that this system that controls my body has been damaged and decaying for years now and it needs correction.
It's so good. I remember this research that came out. It was in the Journal of Manipulative Physical Therapy in 2004. So this isn't chiropractors reporting this data. This is our, you know, manipulative physical therapy. In the initial report, they analyzed clinical cost utilization data from 1999 to 2002. So what is that, 3-year period? And this is for integrative medicine, independent physicians, whose primary care physicians, PCPs, were exclusively doctors of chiropractic.
Yeah.
So they're looking at people who chose their chiropractor. So we get this question all the time. You know, is there a doctor in the area that you think that you'd refer me to? Yeah, me, your chiropractor.
Your chiropractor, right.
Or Dr. Josh, who works with me here, your chiropractor.
Right, right.
Is there, who should I send my kids to? Like, and I think what they mean is a pediatrician. And it's like, your chiropractor.
Right.
Here's why. Chiropractors are PCPs. They're primary healthcare providers. And you don't have to have a medical doctor. You don't have to. You know, if you need, you know, blood drawn or this, that, a lot of times your chiropractor can order that type of stuff. However, you know, the only thing that the medical doctor really does that the chiropractor can't do is prescribe drugs. And most people will admittedly say, well, I don't want to take drugs. That's not my goal. Well, then don't go see your medical doctor because that's their goal, is to treat your condition with drugs. That's what they do. If you go to them for acid reflux, they're not giving you any other treatment than a medication. if you go to them for high blood pressure, they're not giving you any other treatment than a medication. So this report, they updated all the utilization data for these years from 2003 to 2005 after that initial part. And what they did was during those 7 years with a larger population than initially that they reported, they had these PCPs using non-surgical, non-pharmaceutical approaches, using chiropractic, and they saw reductions of both clinical cost utilization when compared to PCPs using conventional medicine. Here's the data. You ready? The savings. How much did it save? People who saw chiropractors versus people who saw medical doctors. What was the difference? Here's the difference. In the 7 years, they based this on 70,274 member months. So they observed all these people over X amount of months. So over the 7 year period, 70,000 months, this was the data. When they compared this to people who saw medical doctors, people who saw chiropractors as their primary physician, ready? 60.2% less hospital admissions.
Wow.
They went to the hospital 60% less.
Wow.
59% less days in the hospital when they went. Wow. They went to the hospital 60% less. When they were in the hospital, they were in there 59% less days.
I mean, come on.
You ready? Right? It gets better. 62% less outpatient surgeries and procedures.
That's amazing.
Why? Because their chiropractor was actually helping them correct the cause of the problem.
Right.
So that they could avoid the surgery.
Right, right.
And then here's the big one. This is huge. 85% less pharmaceutical usage.
That's amazing.
So right now, what we're saying is, what do hospitals do? They do surgeries, right? They let people lay around in beds.
Right.
And they prescribe drugs.
Right.
So across the board, basically 60 to 80% less of that. So what that means is if you have a chiropractor as your primary healthcare provider, you're going to be able to avoid about 60 to 80% of all the things that medicine has to offer.
Right. Right.
So if we want to make a huge impact on the healthcare model right now, the single best thing you could do is get everybody seeing a chiropractor.
Absolutely.
You would reduce virtually all medical need by at least 60%.
Right. Right. I mean, and who doesn't want that? Right. Like that is, and here's where the gap is. Right. And the gap is that when you sit down and talk to a patient, when you sit down and talk to anybody, do a man on the street interview, and you're like, hi, would you like to take more drugs and have more surgeries?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Nobody raises their hand for that. Like, yep, yeah, please over here.
Yeah. I would like to have that. Please give more to me. Nobody wants that. So then where is the gap right in between? I don't want that. And here is the thing that offers that. And that is chiropractic care. And there's this oceanic divide between that. And all that is, and we've talked about this, on chiropractic episodes, is that there is this idea that there's no lack of information in the world, right? There's no lack of information, but the lack of knowledge. And that knowledge is the application of that information, right? And so it's the application of the information that says this system, chiropractic care, the outcome of it is less hospitalization, less drugs, less surgery, less time sick, less of all those things. The application of that gives you that. So now stand up and go get under chiropractic care.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing is you can listen to, it's like if you're going to read, like say you read a book, Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules of Life. He's like, right. Here are the 12 things. And he puts down, he makes great cases for all of them.
The lobsters and like the.
Yeah. Yes, and he basically teaches you 12 principles that pretty much human beings' life operates under. And then if you just follow these 12 rules, your life would be significantly better.
Right.
However, you can read that book and go, wow, that was really interesting.
Right.
If you don't start applying at least one of those 12 rules and then sooner or later apply another one and sooner or later apply another one, life doesn't change.
Right.
So you can have all the information in the world, right? We don't suffer for a lack of information. We suffer from a lack of knowledge, true understanding. Biblically, there's this whole idea of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's a progression.
Right.
Like
right.
Knowledge is being able to take information and you know, absorb it. Understanding is learning how it actually operates. And then wisdom is knowing when to apply it.
Yes.
And so we have to have this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And if you really have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and you really understand what we just talked to you about, there's no way you can hear that you're going to end up under some type of care somewhere along the road. And you're going to end up with challenges to your health.
Yes.
So you're going to pick one model, which is the status quo, disease, right. sickness, pharmaceutical care,
right.
or you're going to pick a different model. And I just showed you that chiropractic arguably is one of the best ones. So now you have to do something about that, which means you have to pick it. And now here's the thing. You may be a max living patient. You may be a patient in our office at Align right. Chiropractic. But the reality is if you are a patient in our office, then we're talking about your kids. We're right. talking about your wife. We're talking right. about your family members. We're talking about your mom and dad. We're talking right. about your neighbors. We're talking about the people you care about.
Right.
Because if they don't know, and then you understand this and you're getting adjusted, whatever, then everyone in your life is going to end up suffering more of that sickness, more of that disease. You're going to attend more funerals, not less. And you have an opportunity to share that. And we have an opportunity really as human beings to do this together and to right. collaborate on this, because the people don't know what they don't know. Like right. I would never have been a chiropractic patient if my mom and dad, my life, my nutrition would have been different. Everything would have been different. If my mom and dad, somebody didn't care enough to say, hey, your kids are having chronic ear infections. They need to get their spines checked.
Right.
We need to get an X-ray. And within 90 days, all my ear infections that I'd had my entire life up until like 8 years old, 3 year surgeries, all this stuff. And all that wouldn't have changed if it wasn't for somebody reaching out and saying, hey, chiropractic can provide a solution to this.
Absolutely. Okay. So chiropractic is the control center of the body. Walk us through how someone is healthier under chiropractic care.
The brain is the control center of the body. Sorry, I know what you meant, but
yes.
chiropractic
yes,
addresses
thank you.
This. So your brain, your spinal cord, and your nerve system control every function in your entire body. In order for your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, in order for you to digest a meal, your nervous system controls all of those functions. Your nervous system also controls healing to all of those organs. Every experience you're going to have in human life, seeing things, hearing things, all of this stuff, emotional right. responses, that's all perceived and integrated through your nervous system. So your nervous system literally is paramount. It's king, right? Now, unfortunately, in medicine, we don't really address the nervous system at all unless it's diseased. But we brush our teeth.
Right.
We brush our teeth. We don't just brush teeth with cavities. We brush healthy teeth to keep them healthy
yeah.
for as long as we can.
Yep.
Are you brushing your nervous system? Are you brushing your spine?
Right.
You know, what does that look like? Obviously, that's a metaphor, but are you doing something to keep your spine and nervous system healthy?
Right.
So
right.
what happens is the bones of the spine can misalign. They move out of their normal positions. They get stuck. They get fixed in positions where there's actually pressure, stress, damage on nerves, that it starts to damage and shut down and destroy the information that's going through those nerves so that the signals aren't able to communicate properly. And if that happens, then what happens is we begin to build more disease because we're not building more health. We're
wow.
not healing.
Right.
We're damaging healing, therefore disease starts to manifest.
Yeah.
Disease is not an entity. It's a lack of proper function.
Oh, wait, hold on. Give us one more time.
Disease is not an entity. It's a lack of proper function. So what
Which
happens is
so
healing
good.
Is
yeah.
the normal.
Yep.
Healing is how we're meant to function. Healing is the natural thing. Our organs are meant to regenerate. Our organs are meant to continue to
yes.
you get new skin every 24 hours.
Right.
You get, you know, a new lungs every 30 to 60 days. Like literally every cell in your body is practically new every year.
Right.
And so the reality is we shouldn't just, you know, rapidly decline. We should actually be able to stay fairly healthy all the way up till the end.
Right. Right.
Now, you know, look, nobody gets out alive. Not in this life anyway.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
That the reality is this is temporary, but our bodies are meant to last.
Right. And I think that's so interesting because when you say that disease is not an entity, like it's so different than how I've always viewed disease in my head. Like I've seen like they're almost like monsters, right? You can line them up and it's like
there's cancer,
leukemia,
there's
heart disease. Like, and it's like these guys, these like horrible monsters that come and like invade you and they take up this space in your body and there, and it's like, it's this thing. And just the idea, like changing that mindset of like, no, it's not.
No. So this, you know, this is actually a bigger principle. This is actually a principle in physics of it's enthalpy and entropy. It's your body is actually recreating itself from the inside, and like you're creating new cells and new organs, and there's life and there's all this. Or there's the opposite of that, which is when you're disconnected, when your nervous system's damaged, when there's interference,
right.
then what happens is decay, degeneration, et cetera. Because one is life. It's just the actual expression of life. is growth. It's healing. It's reproduction. It's right. these are the evidence of life.
Right.
The evidence of life being shut down is disease.
Right.
So it's not an entity. It's a lack of life.
Right.
And so you can't treat something that doesn't exist.
Right.
Cancer doesn't exist. It's a lack of normal health, cell health and cell function.
Right.
You know, blood pressure, high blood pressure or low pressure, those don't exist. They're a lack of proper adaptation.
Right.
So, you know, we should be looking at, hey, your heart's not adapting well. You're stuck in this state where your blood pressure is really high all the time. And it's a state, but it's a lack of adaptation. We should be asking, how do we get adaptation back? How do we get your heart adapting well again? You know, cancer, we shouldn't be asking, how do we treat the cancer cells? We should be asking, how do we get our immune system back on track? And how do we start developing normal cells, not abnormal cells? So as a chiropractic addresses this and you're like, wait a minute. Chiropractors crack backs. Chiropractors move bones. Chiropractors right. adjust the spine. How does adjusting the spine have anything to do with cancer? Well, the reality is it doesn't. It has everything to do with how your body heals. And that's bigger.
Right.
It's all about removing interference.
It's much bigger. And that is the thing that you want.
You get adjusted to keep your spine moving, to get pressure off the nerves so that your body can communicate the messages that control everything to the best of their possible ability so that you can heal from anything better than you could have when there was stress and damage on your nervous system. And so that's really the chiropractic message. And here's the reality is it's very applicable because every day we get subluxated, every day postures, you know, using our phone, wearing backpacks, driving 1 foot forward on the gas pedal more than the other, carrying kids, moms, having kids on one hip, breastfeeding, traumas, car accidents, right, football.
Right.
You know, it's really, really, really hard to get through life and even have a remotely healthy spine. And I would argue right now, it's even hard for children. It's hard for children from the birth process. Like the physical trauma through birth in the United States today, a lot of kids are born subluxated. And so they haven't even gotten to play sports yet. And they already have subluxations in their spine. So we check kids, we check parents, we check grandparents, we check, you can bring your dog in if you want to, we'll check your dog. The reality is that everyone deserves to have a healthy spine and nervous system.
Exactly.
I would argue this, everyone deserves to know that they should have a healthy spine and nervous system and know that chiropractic is a better option.
Right.
Not everyone deserves chiropractic care.
Right.
Because you're allowed to make bad decisions.
Absolutely.
And you deserve the consequence of your decisions. I hate to say that, but the reality is we are responsible for our decisions.
Right.
Now, can everyone afford chiropractic care? You know, maybe not. So that's why even in our office, we take on financial hardship cases.
Oh, absolutely.
We donate care.
Absolutely.
So we go out of our way. Now, can most people afford chiropractic care?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why? Because they're already affording something that costs more to give them a worse outcome. Mm-hmm. They're already paying more to be sick or paying more for insurance that's only going to be there for them when they're sick.
When they're sick.
And if
right.
you can afford that, then you can afford the best care option in the world, which is chiropractic care for being healthy.
Right. Exactly.
And the nice thing about it is BJ Palmer, the founder of chiropractic, said chiropractic is health insurance. Here's why. Because every dollar you spend actually gives you a return on your investment.
Absolutely.
That you're spending money to turn your health around and to be healthy versus with medicine, you're spending money to get sicker. You
right.
get the more you utilize medicine, pharmaceutical medicine, the sicker you get over time.
Absolutely.
And so the reality is that with medicine comes a cost. And with chiropractic, it's really, truly an investment.
Truly an investment. And listen, we've had this conversation before where an insurance company, they're not sitting around having a board meeting saying, how do we make sure that every person that is a part of our insurance company is having the best healthcare outcomes possible and that they're healthy and disease-free and thriving.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, they're having different financial conversations because they're a company, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And that company is worried about bottom lines and about costs and about, you know, all sorts of other things and have partnerships and whatever they're doing, right? And so when we're sitting down and we're analyzing and we're thinking, and listen, there's a lot of people that put a lot of dollars, you know, personal family dollars on a monthly basis into insurance. And there is this expectation that insurance is going to help you stay healthy. And it's just not true.
No, it's not true. And you know, so here's the reality is you live in a country where we spend more on healthcare than anybody else in the entire world. You live in a country where we rank dead last when it comes to health out of any industrialized country in the world. You live in a country where we take more pharmaceutical drugs than anyone else in the world. So if that was the answer, then right. we would be the healthiest right. and we're not. Right. And so the reality is that we have to find another way. And chiropractic, the five essentials in max living, they just are the better way. They're the best way we know right now.
Right.
Now, will there be a sixth essential one day? Will we change the way we adjust? Will we have sure. new techniques? Will there? Sure. But the underlying principles are you need a healthy nervous system.
Right.
You need to put the right food in your body. Our mindset matters. We yep. can't put bunches of toxins in.
Right.
And then we need to breathe and oxygenate our body yep. and exercise. Like those principles are never going to change.
Right. You're not going to suddenly not need oxygen anymore.
Yeah. right. And here's the thing. We know they're never going to change. We may figure out how to utilize them better, but medicine, pharmaceuticals, drugs, diagnostic testing, even their beliefs around the things that they believed previously, those things change all the time.
All the time.
Drugs right. come on the market, off the market. Right. They're wonder drugs 1 minute. They're the next killer the next, you right. know, the Vioxx and so forth.
Right.
Diagnostic testing, what we thought was true. At one point, they told people nerves didn't regenerate. Now we know they're some of the most proliferative tissue in your body.
Right.
You know, we didn't even know what stem cells were a couple decades ago. All this stuff. And medicine changes every day, but the principles, the fundamental underlying principles of chiropractic, they have not changed. They have not changed in over 125, 130 years.
Exactly.
So I just encourage you guys as listeners to dive into the chiropractic deeper. Understand your bodies better. Ask your chiropractors good questions about why you are healing. And then if you're a chiropractic patient at Max Living Office, then the next step is who do you know? Who do you know that doesn't know this? Who do you know that doesn't understand? I had a patient come to me recently and he said, I'm just blown away that, you know, we've been on this journey. I've lost 20 something pounds, you know, being a patient in your office, getting better, all this. He's like, I'm blown away that when I talk to people about chiropractic, they're still like, I don't have back problems and they don't understand the connection. He's like, and I'm trying to teach them. They're like, he's like, there's just a disconnect here.
Right.
And I'm like, yep. But here's the thing. We keep telling the truth. We keep sharing the message because one day they will have a problem. They will lose their health. That's our opportunity to educate them. Honestly, you know, we talk about how chiropractic isn't about back or neck pain, but if it wasn't for back or neck pain, half the people we take care of wouldn't even get to understand the principle in the first place. So thank God they have back or neck pain at right. some point in their life.
Exactly.
Because who do you see for back and neck pain? They don't want to have surgery. They don't want a drug. Whose care are they going to end up under? Logically,
a chiropractor.
They have to give a chiropractor a try. And now we get a chance to educate them.
Absolutely. Oh, this is good. This is the heart of it. And I love that we're able to get down to the heart of it. So if you right now are not currently under chiropractic care, go to maxliving.com/locations, find a chiropractor near you, get under care. If you're already under care in an office, this is when you don't hide your kids, hide your wife. This is the opposite, right? This is when you grab your kids, grab your wife, grab your neighbor, grab your in-laws, start scheduling appointments for these people. Get your families under care because this is the best gift you can give them.
There was an old quote that said people really understood the value of chiropractic care. If they really, truly did, they would hold their chiropractor hostage at gunpoint until they checked their kids.
Exactly.
Right? But
exactly.
Here's the reality. Like, please don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that. But you have the opportunity. Get your kids scheduled. Get them checked. The chances are there's a patient appreciation week happening in an office near you or that they have a community dinner coming up. This is a great opportunity to get involved and get integrated into your Max Living Office. Until next week, this has been the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.